Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 46 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa AA Zero HP Whiskey.
The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.
AA0HC Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa. Calling PQ and station. AA0HC Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa. Calling PQ and station.
Yeah, copy that. This is KSA-EDQ. You're coming in a little bit scratchy, but I can make out what you're saying, over.
I didn't catch the call sign. Give call sign again. You're coming. A good thing. I'm using about 5 watts on a Chinese radio.
Yeah, copy that. I am also using a Chinese 5-watt radio.
Interesting. I'm here at Menards at Saginaw location, and just playing with new radio, and it seems to be working.
I assume you mean the Menards out in Saginaw Township. That's not too far from where I'm located.
Now you're coming in. I got you 5-9. You're coming in really well now. Yeah, it's a Bofang, one of those CF F-A-H-T Pro, if you could say all that in one sentence.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a UV5R, a Baofeng UV5R. I was inside. I was just getting ready to log into work, so I could just step outside and take your call. I'm familiar with Menards. This is probably one of my favorite stores. What, you picking up anything in particular out there?
I'm actually the commercial. I'm delivering garden soil and peat moss or what have you. So I just happen to be in this area. I logged into the feeder book to see whether the feeders were available. Can you give me a call sign one time? I'll send you a report.
Yeah, copy that. Make sure you're inside of your vehicle. I can hear you okay. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. Yeah, you're coming in really well, actually, and I really appreciate your reaching out as you go to work.
Yeah, no problem. If anything, I would suggest maybe a different antenna if you're still using the rubber ducky. I've got a Nagoya 771 on, and as long as I'm outside, it hits the repeater really well. But if I'm spending time inside, it comes off scratchy, I imagine. So, well, all right, I'll wish you 73s, my friend, and I will be on the I will be monitoring and clear after your final. KF8EDQ.
This is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa with the same antenna. Clear.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Thank you. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
WHYRC Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
Usually I can make do with a railing on one side, but two sides is better, though. Over. Alizé County, over. WHOOK Mobile, standing by and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
CQ. This is Alpha Alpha Hotel Papa Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
Roger.
The Great 38, WHCMN.
Delta Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. QRZ, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Nick in Genesee County Radio, great again. WHCMN, Flint.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KYNU.
KYNU, good evening. This is NAWCD. Well, this is a short week for you today. It sure was a beautiful day, and hopefully get to enjoy tonight, tomorrow, but how today work out for you?
Oh, it worked out really well. Had backup today, and enjoyed the day. I really did. How was your day?
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed today. Backup isn't a bad thing, for certain. I'm glad to hear that for you. We're doing pretty good here. Got caught up on some yard work. I did some, got some head clippers out and trimmed the bush there by the driveway, cleaned up the driveway with all the seeds there from the maple trees and that, and some weeds there in the cracks and such. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. Enjoyed the day. Hoping to have another barbecue tonight.
Yeah, good. Good. Sounds like a good day outside, and barbecue sounds good.
Yes, indeed. The brats were delicious on Sunday night, even. And yeah, I thought we'd try it again tonight. Hamburgers out on the grill. Enjoy the weather, I guess. Definitely looking pretty good there. Might rain tomorrow, I hear, but at least it's warm enough, probably. At least it's more spring-like.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Definitely. I think we're on broad today, too, but Leo's got this really good pasta dish she makes. And with fry up brats, and then she does like bow tie noodles and it's like a spaghetti sauce, but it's not quite a spaghetti sauce. It's like a mix of a white sauce and a red sauce. It's really, really good. Yesterday we went to go one of the parades, went up to New Baltimore, and missed that one because it was a short one, and didn't get out of the house in time. And then came home and washed the car and cleaned up a little bit and went over to Leo's grandparents and had a good time over there.
Hey, you mean to tell me you missed the Sterling Heights parade? Here I was looking through the pictures of the parade to see if I could see you guys there, and kind of looked over, you know, we didn't go out, but saw the pictures of the parade. I thought, you know, hey, I could say, yeah, I saw some of the pictures of it. You didn't go?
No, we wanted to, but figured to try something a little different this year, and it kind of bit us in the rear end.
I guess you live and learn, or you find out, hey, try something different. That's a little closer in for you there, just down New Haven Road into New Baltimore, but I'm sorry it didn't turn out there for you, but at least you got a couple other things. There's some visiting yesterday. That's good. I'm glad the day went well for you.
Yeah. So it was just it was a good day overall. The beginning was a little rough, but it worked out. It was all right. So, but then working on some stuff for ARPSC and getting an email out yesterday, and so I figured out some time to come over and I'll be with your antenna.
We'll see what happens. I'm enjoying the results so far. The way this has worked out. If they're getting out, and I don't know, we might try to put something up. We'll see. I'm definitely. I was saying how we found it here, because I'm back on the older cell phone with the setup here. How we found it?
Oh, you sound great. Your signal is loud and clear. There's no bacon or anything like that. It's loud and clear.
Ah, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I decided to go back to the older phone there and see if we could set it back up. And actually, it transferred everything over, and the version of the software is up to date. So, really, really pleased about that. As long as it's working, glad to hear it there. Any companies you need.
Okay, line you. Yeah, good stuff, yeah. As long as it works, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. Like I say, I don't know, I may set up something on the side, but, maybe a feed in from where your bedroom was, but I don't know, we'll see here. But I definitely say it seems to be working pretty good, and I think the way the antenna's coiled up, I was hearing something last night about that, how that works, and I don't know, I'm like I say, I'm pleased at how it's going.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, leave it be, and yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I even tried to get on today. I tried to have some time there, a few minutes, and I thought, hey, I'll just, test things over and see how things are working, and tried to make a couple contacts there locally, but no success, and that's okay. But at least you know the radio is working, and you know, the, like I say, the software firmware here is not acting up or anything. So I'm happy how it cuts it out.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, it's a good radio. It's a good solid radio, and seems to put out. Micah likes it. He's got it set up in his room. And he'll have it on scan, and you know, listen to the channels as the day passes on, and so he likes it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. I was wondering. I remember you saying I think you're going to pass that radio on to him. So I'm glad now that's working out, and I think he'll enjoy it. I think him listening and seeing how the guys handle the radio and just you know, the jargon and when to come in, when, you know, that, those types of things. I think we'll help him out in the long run when he goes for his life.
Yeah, I think in time he will. I think he'll get it. He's studying here and there. Trying to encourage him to you know, to keep plugging along, and it's like, you know, staying in class, and you know, the times that you feel like you don't get it is when you actually really have it, and you know, you're doing well. So just you know, keep plugging along as best you can.
Yeah, that's that. You know, no pressure. He's got a lot of time there. Some key ways he might look back and say, "Boy, I wish I would have got the license earlier." But you know, it'll be the right time, and we'll be comfortable. And you know, hey, you can enjoy, like I say, a lot of good nets, a lot of good fusos that are out there. Sometimes I get on them. Trying to get on a little bit more, when we were sick, it was really hard, just trying to catch up with things outside, but now I think I'm able to finally hear where I can take some time and get back on the radio a little bit more.
Yeah, just, you know, do what you can, and, you know, get as much of it as you can, you know, done and studied, and or, you know, use those, you know, whenever you can. You know, I'm studying a little bit more for my general, working on it as much as possible, and I probably will go through to my extra once I get done studying. I'll probably study up a little bit more for my extra there, but yeah, give it a try, I'll see.
Hey, why not? Absolutely. I mean, you pass your general and you're comfortable going to the extra, or however, you know, I say go for it there. You know, you've got nothing to lose. You can always try again, or, you know, however, but, you know, step up there for you, and more band privileges and opportunity out there. That's great. I'm glad I'm
going
to have you for you there.
Okay, why you? Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting my next stop license and going from there and getting my HF ring, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's really interesting. I've been watching some of these videos of POTA and the guy in Wisconsin, TV9DPR. He was doing parts on the air, and he had like a, I don't know how to call it, but he put it on his car, and I think he was running like about 5 watts. But he's running QRP, definitely, on the band. Reaching out. I mean, the propagation was good, and wow, that's pretty cool news. Nice stuff. power or anything like that, or run hundreds of watts. The conditions are good. It's interesting how the bands open up there.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. It is pretty cool to see all that. Watch some videos and hear that. It's pretty neat. I'd like to do that one day, is maybe just go out and do a photo one day, just kind of try it out and see. I don't know, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, with you guys like to go camping and such. You can go into a park and start a pona there, and set up your equipment and just enjoy the outdoors and the benefits of camping and that. I think that'd be pretty cool for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I was telling Micah, I'm like, if you get your license and get your general license, you can take an HF rig out and he's out hiking, because him and Leo's mom likes to go hiking, and take it on the path with him, get a good battery pack and, good antenna to pack away, and get out on the trails and maybe try to make some contacts out on the trails.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Like I say, Leo likes to go camping and, get with Micah and your mom and such. Hey, why not? Like I say, going hiking in that nature, camping and staying overnight, or barbecuing, or whatever, and just really go to town with it. Because, as I say, some of those videos are pretty neat to see, and just how the propagation and the direction they charted out all their contacts. It's like, wow, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. If I ever get a trailer to the pole, or if I get a motor home, I'd definitely put me up a ham radio rig in the camper.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Some of the stuff that you can do with that. I was looking at a couple of pictures there of Bill and ATMS. He's really gotten into it there himself. I mean, it's a lot you can do, inside the trailer, or like I say, just on an antenna outside and enjoy the outdoors there. Absolutely. NAWD.
Hey, depending on that way too, travel from state to state or whatnot, make different contacts in other states, and it would be kind of cool, kind of neat to see them. Trying to talk to Cyan to get a ham radio there and talk to them in Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. Or type of digital form of communication, or echolink. That would be kind of cool. That way, you could talk to him. Definitely. That would be pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. Would it be kind of cool? But we'll see. We'll see what he's got. Been pretty busy from what he was telling me, so he's been like tons of time, but that's right.
Yeah, I thought that he's busy, probably working in church and that. I know, see some of the pictures there, it's they're, wow, I can't believe how kids are growing up, and, you know, they're into sports, hockey, soccer, and all that stuff up there. Of course, I'm sure he's got the Oilers to root for there, and I'm sure he stays pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. He's lots of keeping busy, but that's okay. I think he's one of those people that likes to stay busy, and if he doesn't, if he's not busy, then something's wrong.
that's great. Yeah, I can definitely keep up with him and Gabby up there, and it's like, wow, you know, it's just like you say, it's amazing. The and it's good. I'm glad like you guys are going short trips to that. But, kids are sports, things going on, church activity, and I'm happy how with them here. It's just a shame how things worked out with COVID. You know, they're right across the river. I'm glad. I think things probably worked out for them back then.
Yeah. That's right. You know, it all worked out, so. Not a huge deal, but, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and start my weekend off and relax and enjoy the weekend, but appreciate you coming north with me and the good conversation north. Hopefully you guys get to enjoy your evening, enjoy your barbecue tonight, and we'll get to talk here soon.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint.
DOP, standing by. You listening?
Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KF8EDQ and I'm monitoring.
How you doing this evening, W8YRC?
Copy that, W8YRC. I believe this is Mr. Donald, if I'm not mistaken. This is Mike from Saginaw Township. How are you doing?
Donald over here. This is Mike and Lapeer, W8YRC.
Copy that. I got my call signs mixed around there. I thought I heard RCY, but no, YRC. So W8YRC, Mr. Mike, nice to meet you. I'm doing well tonight. I'm just kind of winding down on my evening. I had a busy day today. I ate well, I exercised well, and now I'm just kind of listening on the radio and seeing who's listening.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I got some projects done around here today, and getting ready to want to go camping again, but I don't know, you know, status-wise, time-wise or whatever. I don't know when I can go yet, but I didn't get to go over the holiday. I stayed around the house. Got some things done. So went out to the camper and played, pretend like I was camping, had a bonfire and stuff. So better than nothing. That's a lawn mow today. Got some trimming done. I'm doing about the same thing. Just kind of winding down. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, copy that. Fortunately, I did get to go camping over the weekend. I went up to the Asabo River this last weekend for 3 days. I went up Friday, came back Monday, and there's a bunch of campsites along the Asabo River there. You can take a boat across to get to them, and you know, you get plenty of space to let your dogs run around and whatnot, and it's a good time. I frequent up there. Where do you like to go camping?
Haven't really yet. Well, I like Vassar area, the Crystal Lake area. That's a pretty nice area over there. Got some nice lakes. There's another one in Vassar I was going to go to, and I canceled that one. Something came up, and couldn't go there, but there are a few around. Covenant Hill's been there, but I don't care where I go, actually. I'd like to find some property where I could just go by a river or by a lake, and don't cost you arm or leg to go, but there were few and far between.
Yeah, copy that. A lot of the private campgrounds, they will charge you, you know, they will charge you for good campsites. But, no, the campsites I'm talking about are, you can get to them on recreation.gov. They're, like, federal campsites in here on National Forest. And it only costs $10 a night to get to them, if you can believe that.
I have to look that one up. That'd be cool. Yeah, I don't, you know, care, you know, drive 3-4 hours. Don't need to do that, you know, but even close by. I just like camping. I used to be a scout master and got my son through scouts and Yeah, I just like it, but we used to do all the tent and stuff, and now we have an RV, so that makes it a little bit nicer. We just got back from Hanvention, us and almost 38,000 other people. I guess that's the most people that have been there in forever. The last year was like 36,000. This year's pushing 38, so I knew there was more people. Saturday was wall to wall.
Yeah, copy that. I'm actually a new ham, and so I didn't even know Hamvention was a thing until about a couple of days after it happened. I got my ham ticket, and I heard people talking about it on the radio. Maybe I'll have to go one of these days. It sounds like a very interesting event. But, I've got a question for you. What's your favorite camping activity? Because I'll have to tell you a little bit about my camping setup. Because I like to go out in the woods. I have two dogs, and I usually take some friends with me. But, like, what do you like to do to pass the time while you're out there? Because, I like to, sometimes I play bocce ball, or just maintaining a fire out there can also be time-consuming.
Well, I got a go box. I got a Yaesu 991A, and I have a 2730 dual band. I put that in my RV, set up the antennas, and play around HF and goof off, playing ham radio. Keeping the fire going. I burn a lot of wood when I'm camping. Probably never goes out. I could almost throw a few sticks in the next morning and start it up again, because I like to have the fire going. If there's a lake by, I'll go fishing, just whatever. It's like, you can do nothing or just putz around and whatever. There's no rules when you're camping, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. That's probably my favorite part about camping, the no rules part. Sometimes I find myself sitting in a chair, just staring at the trees and staring out at the water, because it's beautiful, So I find myself just spending a lot of time just staring out into the the distance, and then I will play games some card games or whatever, or just, walk around in the woods with my dogs, or really much of anything. But I really do have a strong appreciation for camping, and it's fun to meet other people that enjoy it too. It is surprising, believe it or not, I run into people that are not big campers, but they can appreciate people that do it.
WYRC. Every year our troops goes camping at Covered Hill in August, and I took my popcorn machine. I got a commercial popcorn popper, and I made coffee. So I was the host of popcorn and the coffee every morning, and every evening was popcorn, every morning was the coffee. So I seem to have a lot of people come to my campsite. So I always enjoyed that. My popcorn machine's kind of wore out, but we're still going to make coffee this year. So we won't get the young ones. We'll just get the old ones drinking the coffee.
This is KF8EDQ for radio identification purposes. I copy that on the coffee. I'm an avid coffee drinker. I like to, when I'm out in the wilderness, I don't have any power to plug into, and maybe you kind of have the same situation going on. But how are you making your coffee then? I use a butane stove to boil water, and then I use a French press to make my coffee. How are you making your coffee in the morning?
Like I say, if I'm not around power, I have a generator, so I still have power with a generator. or if I'm in a campsite that has power, I'm all set. And then I have a Keurig, a dual. It makes a pot or makes a one cup for Keurig. So, yeah, I got all the bells and whistles, so I'm not really, my wife says, this is not camping. I said, yeah, I know, but it's fun.
Yeah, copy that. There can be, I would say that there's different, maybe different levels of camping, and I like to do the kind where, like, I'm way out, like, far away from other people, and there's definitely no power, no running water, you gotta bring all your own water and whatnot. That's the kind of camping that I really like to do, but, so that's why it's a little, if I use a coffee maker at home, I call it cheating, but, I like to use the French press, particularly when I'm out camping. Well, I'll have to keep in mind the popcorn, because I am a big popcorn lover, so I'll have to come up with some sort of rig to make popcorn while I'm out there, because, you know, I know I always want some munchies while I'm out there.
Well, something like that, if you're backpacking or going back in the woods, I guess the most convenient thing is to get some Jiffy Pop, stick it on a fire, and you can pop it that way. It's not quite the same, but it's still popcorn. What was your call again?
Yep, copy that. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ. And, yeah, I'll have to think about that on the popcorn. Sometimes I'm kind of particular because I like putting real butter on my popcorn. So I might have to, when I make popcorn at home, I use real butter, absolutely. So I would have to have a similar setup when I'm out camping because, microwave popcorn doesn't necessarily cut it for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have an air popper, and I make popcorn and then real butter. So that's the best way. So, yeah, I've got friends here in Lapeer that I went to school with your last name. So, interesting. They live over here off Haines Road. Or, not Haines, Rouge Lake. But, anyway. Nice talking to you, Mike. I'm going to get out of here and go back and see if we can looks like 15 meters is opened up right now. Oh, by the way, I am not a new ham. I've been a ham for 46 years. So me and all that other extracurricular activity at the camp, and that's why I like the RV. I give up on the backpack and stuff. Anyway, not that I don't like it. My body don't want to do it, so 73 WARC.
Yeah, copy that WARC. I you know what, eventually I will probably be in the same boat. So as for now, I'm gonna try and enjoy it. It's pretty strenuous work to get out to where I go. Yes. It is, you gotta haul all your stuff up the hill and whatnot. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I do enjoy the heck out of it. So, yeah, it was nice to meet you. Take care, 73. And this has been KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint.